Watch, Islamic influencer in Dearborn, Allah sent Muslims to USA to civilize primitive, backwards West. By Joshua Klein on November 25, 2024. Western civilization and American culture are backwards. Christianity is a dying religion. And Christians are jealous foes of Islam, according to a popular Islamist influencer who was seen lecturing Muslim teens in Dearborn, Michigan, on their duty to civilize the morally corrupt West. At a lecture delivered to Muslim teens at the Dearborn Community Center last month, popular Islamist influencer Way of Life Square, who has nearly 2 million subscribers on YouTube, denounced Western civilization while warning his young audience to resist its influence. Portraying Christians and the broader Western culture as morally bankrupt, he is seen accusing them of being jealous of Islam's success. "The shaitan, devil, tricks you with all this advancement in technology," he declared, urging his listeners to see through what he described as superficial progress. "They're trying to go to Mars, they're trying to take over Saturn. Yet when they go to the bathroom, they're still wiping themselves and cleaning themselves with paper. They're uncivilized," he added. "Do not be tricked and deceived by the technology. Do not be tricked and deceived by their philosophies and their westernizations and their ideas. At the end of the day, they are still backwards." The influencer argued that such contradictions highlight the hollowness of Western achievements and stress that Muslims should not be deceived by Western philosophies or ideals. "Allah has sent us to these nations to civilize them," he proclaimed, claiming that Muslims have a divine mandate to enlighten Western societies. "Yet the media makes us look like the barbaric ones." Addressing religion, Way of Life Square accused Christians of being envious of Islam, saying, "The reason they don't want you to be successful is because they're jealous of what you have." He also described Christianity as a dying religion, pointing to churches displaying pride flags as evidence of desperation. "Imagine your business, your religion is dying so much that the only thing you can do is go and get help from the LGBT. That's the condition they've become," he told the crowd. "Because their religion is dying," he added. "Allah, the praised and exalted, has sent us into the nations to guide these people from the darkness into the light." Dearborn, with its large Muslim population, has long been a focal point for anti-US and anti-Israel rhetoric, drawing attention to growing radicalism within the country. A local rally early last month featured late Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah's infamous hand gesture and threat to American troops, echoing an infamous speech where he mocked US forces and warned they would return home horizontally in coffins. In April, a viral video showed protests in Dearborn where demonstrators were captured chanting, "Death to America and death to Israel," during an international All Quds Day rally. The video stirred national controversy and intensified scrutiny of pro-Hezbollah activities in the U.S. The clip showed activists condemning both Israel and America in the harshest of terms, with teacher and activist Tariq Batsi insisting the chants were only logical. In response, Stephen Stolinsky, director of the Middle East Media Research Institute, Memory, told Fox News that the Dearborn rallies have been happening for over 20 years and have become a hotbed of hate, where rallies and sermons can be seen in support for Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran. The previous month, a memorial service for Nasrallah in Dearborn featured praise for prominent terror figures as well as denunciations of the United States terrorism. In a sharp denunciation of U.S. policy, one passionate speech accused American institutions, specifically the White House, Congress, and the Pentagon, of projecting their own terrorism onto the soldiers and saints of the Lord of the Universe. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.